This is Michael Rizzo, Project Manager for the IACP's National Law Enforcement Leadership Initiative on Violence Against Women. The following Violence Against Women Investigative Tip podcast was developed and delivered by Randy Carroll, retired chief from the Bellingham Police Department in Washington State and faculty for the National Law Enforcement Leadership Institute on Violence Against Women.
Every time an officer is sent to the scene of a domestic violence call, they face the difficult task of determining the predominant aggressor. Officers must be careful not to focus on what may appear to be the obvious. There will oftentimes be conflicting accounts of what occurred. It is the duty of the officers to establish facts and determine the totality of the circumstances. Domestic violence trainings for law enforcement often include scenarios where determining who to arrest is fairly simple. However, in our everyday work, it is not always that easy. When making the determination of who is the predominant aggressor, we must understand that the primary aggressor is not always the predominant aggressor or the first to use physical force. We need to think of the predominant aggressor as the bully, the party that poses the most serious threat to the relationship, not the first person to engage in assaultive behavior. The core issues of power and control in abusive relationships must be understood in order to determine the predominant aggressor. Officers must focus on the context in which the violence occurred as well as the meaning and consequences it has for each person and not simplistically count it as an incident or an event. The offender's intent or motivation for using the violence must be established as well as the meaning and effect of the violence on the victim, the risk of further violence, and intimidation and coercion used in order to control or punish the victim. Failure to account for the context in which the violence has happened can further endanger the victim, embolden the perpetrator, place others at risk, including children and officers, and often results in dual arrest. It is common in domestic violence investigations for both parties to claim to be the victim of the other. Law enforcement officers must consider the totality of the circumstances when making a probable cause determination. The Supreme Court determined, considering only some of the available information before making a probable cause conclusion can lead to the arresting of an inappropriate party and making prosecution of the case unlikely, and thus officers must consider the totality of the circumstances when making a probable cause arrest. Because dual arrest can have adverse and unintended consequences, law enforcement must make the best effort to establish the facts of the incident before determining predominant aggressor. By establishing and enforcing clear and legal department policies, training all of our members, and evaluating and auditing officers' actions and reports, false arrests can be avoided. For more information on violence against women training and tools, please visit the IACP website at www.theiacp.org.